With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Premier Doug Ford says the plan to widen Highway 3 in the county is a go. Ford was in Kingsville on Thursday afternoon to announce that a contractor had been chosen to widen the highway from Essex to Leamington from 2 to 4 lanes.
With over 17,000 vehicles traveling the stretch of the highway each and every single day, expanding the highway will reduce gridlock, cut down on commute times, and improve the movement of people and goods throughout this growing region.
Ford was joined by County Warden Hilda McDonald, Kingsville Mayor Dennis Rogers, and Transportation Minister Caroline Mulrooney. Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkins was also on hand for the announcement, as funding was also announced concerning the city. The province is giving Windsor money for an environmental assessment to create a new interchange connecting Highway 401 to Lauzon Parkway. There's no deal yet, but one is close. Windsor-Tecumseh MP Eric Kuzmierczyk is clarifying what's been happening in talks between Stellantis and LG and the federal government. He says the whole thing has just been a twisted grind.
These are normal negotiations, tough negotiations, because of what is at stake, because of the scale of the investments. The community and the public got a chance to see how tough negotiations, what they are like. There are ups and downs. It's never a straight line.
The Toronto Star reported Wednesday that a deal to save Windsor's EV battery plant had been reached. You can hear the entire interview with Kuzmierczyk on our website. Multiple people may have been displaced following a house fire Wednesday night in Leamington. It happened around 7:30 p.m. on Oak Street East between Plumbrook Drive and Benny Avenue. Fire Chief Don Williamson tells Windsor News Today that the fire started in a bathroom exhaust fan and moved to the attic. Damage is estimated at $250,000. If you smoke, you'll soon start seeing warning labels on each individual cigarette. Canada is the first nation to start this, and it's to ensure those that smoke up are aware of the health risks. Warnings will start to gradually appear after August 1st, and all cigarettes should have them by April 2025. If you flew Air Canada today, you may have experienced some delays. A communications glitch had resulted in flights being delayed or canceled. Only a handful of delays were reported in flights out of and into Windsor Airport. Global News reports that this is the second issue with Air Canada this week after flights were grounded in the U.S. over a similar problem. St. Clair College has been provided with a grant to boost Windsor Essex's automobility. The Ontario Vehicle Innovation Network has given the college $500,000 for a workforce program that encourages young people to pursue careers in the so-called STEM disciplines. The money will be used to buy 500 robots to use in schools for lessons on automation, coding, and programming. You may have seen some volunteers at intersections across the area collecting money for animals. The Windsor-Essex County Humane Society has brought back its Strays on Street Corners fundraiser, with volunteers manning 14 intersections across Windsor-Essex. It's the first fundraiser of its kind in 3 years, and it runs through Saturday. In sports, the Blue Jays beat Milwaukee 3-1 Thursday afternoon at Rogers Centre. The Tigers had the day off. The NBA Finals begin Thursday night with Game 1 between the Nuggets and the Heat in Denver. Former Maple Leafs general manager Kyle Dubas has a new job. He's the new president of hockey operations for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Thursday night's weather, clear skies and 17. Sunny Friday and a hot 33. Mostly clear and 20 Friday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.